USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay there, men, here we are again on your old clam bake with an army of your favorite stars, all poised for the entertainment of all APOs and FBOs. Or, putting it less ambitiously, to answer your letters to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. As all of you know, Command Performance can go just so long without Dinah Shore, and then the complaints start rolling in. In fact, roughly 2 weeks is about as long as we dare get by without the Dixie Diva. So guess who's here with the kickoff tune? And what a $64 question that would be. Yes, sir, man, your longtime gal friend, Dinah Shore.
Carpenter, and hi there, fellas. This is Dinah. And the old shindig really looks 4-0 tonight. We won't rattle off the names on the marquee, though. We'll just let stuff happen. And before Louis Jordan and his sizzling sextet run up your temperature, let me run down our international love list and send love to a grass hut at Navy 152, where live such colorful characters as Constable Jellyman, Chloe Sorensen, Soda the Cat, and Available Wilson. Interesting. At 713, hello, Texas Red, Hoboken Bum, Mike the Moose, and the Square from Delaware. Hi there, Ted Kowalski, 37. Dreamer Burkett, 635. Van Dyke in the 10th 29 mob along the Mosquito Network. And also Mrs. A.I. Farage. But gang, Louis Jordan's due at the Trocadero in 45 minutes, so we got to spring him loose. But quick, Louis, come here. Come here. You got in the double boiler for tonight?
Is you is or is you ain't my baby? I got a gal who's always late. Anytime we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk right up to her gate and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her, is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. baby, baby. Seems my flame in your heart done gone out. A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find she's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't, my baby? Maybe, baby, find somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true? Baby, maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true?
Jordan and your boys. Really wonderful, Louis. Now for an LCT gang at Navy 225, for Cochran way up there, for ardent listener Stanisky, Navy 115, and artilleryman of Anzio, for Knacker Bill Nash and the CBs, the Crossbone and Skull Squad, 980, Fat Garcia, 986, the Moonlight Cavalry, of 464, the four New Guinea diggers, and for the gang at APO6 who live at Mosquito Junction and Python Avenue. Thanks for the letter, kid. Oh. And for the ETO mob who sign off bottle fed, bay rum, peach fuzz, and hair breath the hairless Harry. Those sensational, colossal, and positively good Hoosier Hot Shots.
Thank you very much, Dinah. Are you ready, Heavy? Okay, contact. Here we go. Thank you.
night. We'll catch you again during the second floor show. Fellas, here's a letter from Captain B.L. Swanson, 726. Dear Command Performance, I have an odd request, one that would take me home to Spokane, Washington. When Mother did her weekly house cleaning, she always dusted off the piano. And I'd give anything just to hear the piano keys dusted from top to bottom again. It would be like attending a concert in the old family living room. By the way, you might have Ticker Freeman do it for me on account of Ticker's such a fine piano key dusted off for Arbor. Have him be sure to dust in between the black keys. Okay, Captain Swanson, Ticker's got a big dust rag, so start dusting off the 88 there, boy. Look at that dirty old beef flask. Mother never dusted a piano like that. That boy is railroading me right into Tess's chart song. Push over. I had a man. He was a good man. That is, you see, what I mean is I thought he was a good man. I had a friend. She was a good friend. I told my friend about my man 'cause I thought she was a good friend. Life was free. Didn't I have my man, my world complete? Then the fireworks began. Ain't got no man. Ain't got no friend. Exactly what happened. That was the end. The end of my friend. The end of my man. And darn near the end of me. Fellas, during the past year, in the crooning division over here, Dick Haynes has gone up like the price of bourbon in China. You used to hear Dick a lot on the coast-to-coast wireless, and now he's got things pretty much his own way in pictures, which means that where 20 producers used to tell him what to do, only 16 tell him now. Men, here's Dick Haynes.
Thank you, Diane, and hello, fellas. Mighty nice of you to haul me into Command Performance again, and taking a gander at your song, Command, here's one that a lot of you seem to be partial to. Maybe it's because the title is kind of a message from you to your gal back home. Vice versa. It's
that the song is sung. And it all belongs to you and me. Start to sing again the old melody. I love you, but that the song is sung, and it all belongs to you.
Thanks for another command performance, Dick Haynes. And gang, look who's here. The girl who parlayed a deadpan and a screwball way of singing screwball songs into a big picture career. One of your command performance favorites, Virginia O'Brien. Thanks, Dinah. Hello, fellas. And going around the world in 10 seconds flat, it's love and kisses for Johnny, Danny, Pete, and Curly at ATO7. The Bushmasters at 959, and the Navy's email shack at Navy 230. And here's our little thought for the week.
Life used to be a gay thing, all filled with happiness, night and day thing. It was something to have and to hold. But it seems that your love grew cold. I never knew that our romance had ended until you poisoned my food. And I thought it was a lark when you kicked me in the park. But now I think it was rude. I never knew that you and I were finished until that bottle hit my head. Though I tried to be aloof when you pushed me off the roof, I feel our romance is dead. It wouldn't have been so bad if you told me, if you told me that someone had suddenly taken my place. But no, you didn't even scold me. You just tried to disfigure my face. You'll never know how this heart of mine is breaking. It looks so hopeless, but then our life could still be sweet and placid if you just put down that acid and say we're sweethearts again.
Remember that night in Bridgeport when the moon shone down on both of us and the breeze sang a love song? And you looked at me and I looked at you and you didn't know what to do, so you broke my leg. I thought there was sort of a strange look in your eyes, but then you smiled and, well, it made everything all right. Then there was that time when we went canoeing and he set fire to my dress. You said you pushed me overboard to put out the flames, but I could never quite understand why you held my head underwater so long. Of course, I've never met this person who's taken my place, but I want you to know that I wish you all the luck in the world. And if there's anything I can do, anything at all, you can reach me in room 304 at the General Hospital. Farewell, my sweet.
You'll never know how this heart of mine is breaking. It looks so hopeless, but then our love is great. No love can match it. Stars. please put down that hatchet and sing my sweetheart again.
And many thanks, Virginia O'Brien. What do you say we all double back and pick up those Hoosier hot shots again? You know, they're all out here in Hollywood making a Western thriller-diller, and knowing how long it takes to make a Western, these boys might not be around more than 12 or so hours. So we ought to nick them again before they trace back to the old hayloft in Chicago. Come on out here, Hoosier hot shots. Tell me, Hezzy, what dost thou seest in that dark crystal watch?
Well, Dinah, we see it. Words of rhythm and wisdom.
And what do they read it?
They read as follows. The coat and the pants do all the work, but the vest gets all the gravy.
Okay, let's go,
new. The man that works the hardest, he never gets no dough. And here's another little thing I'm positive you know.
Oh, the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the vest gets all the gravy.
Corny! The captain gets the bar, the generals get the star. The soldiers do the fighting and ride in motor cars.
Now a baby cries for mama,
and he never even recognizes papa.
All the coat and the pants all of the work, and the best gets all the gravy. All the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the best gets all the gravy.
Party! The dairy maid's a wow. She does her bit somehow, but after all the cheering, you can't forget the cow.
Now an onion breaks a friendship,
but a billy goat can't drive a crowd away.
Far away!
All the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the vest gets all the gravy.
On the unfinished command performance business, we take on a lot of you swell customers from Longitude USA to Latitude AES. They sell you a little number that seems to have a ready market with plenty of you. Namely, I'm in the mood for love.
Near me, I'm in the mood for love. eyes. Bright as the stars we're under. Oh, is it any wonder I'm in the mood for love? So I stop to think of whether this little dream might change. We'll put our hearts together. Now we are one. I'm not afraid if there's a cloud above. If it should rain, we'll let it.
This is Dinah, and we're all wound up for the night like the old family alarm clock. But we're set to buzz you again next week, as long as we're making comparisons. Command is also like a small town circle. It's never out, it's never over, it's going on all the time. But much as we'd hate to see it close up, we do hope that we can get Command Performance off the air soon. And you know what we mean. Command Performance has a promise to keep going like our customers till it's over, over there.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.